Blog Talk Radio.
All right, this is Rick from the Coco Oil Radio Show, coming to you live, broadcasting each and every night, 6:30 p.m. Hopefully you can hear me because I am under the weather right now. I'm not going to be before you too long this evening like I normally do, you know, just because I need to get some rest and take it easy. But I am going to just talk to you briefly about certain little different things. I know y'all see what's going on the news with Trump. It's a bunch of ridiculousness. Hopefully y'all can hear me. It's a bunch of ridiculous going on now. Trump, he has the nerve to be calling the recount ridiculous. The only reason it's ridiculous is because he knows it's been rigged and they're going to uncover what's been going on. Let's just keep it real. But, I mean, hopefully y'all paying attention, have been paying attention to the news and what's been going on. I know a lot of people don't like to listen to the news because, you know, it's depressing sometimes to people just to hear those different things. But it's very informative at the same time. But I do want to talk to y'all. I've been reading this book called Battle for the Young. It's called Battle for the Young because right now, you know, we're going through a spiritual warfare with different things. And the devil is definitely trying to work towards, you know, snatching up the youth. So we definitely have to keep our kids prayed up and definitely have to keep talking to them, talking to our children each and every day is so very, very important, especially to keep them encouraging so they can know their worth, their self-worth. Because a lot of children today, they do not know their self-worth, but it takes us as parents to instill these type of values and morals into them in order for them to know. But being young, it only comes once in a lifetime, so that's something they definitely have to know. I mean, no one can be young more than once. And as a lady, you cannot be 16 more than once. I mean, you can pass the age clear that you can never be 16 again, okay? So nowadays, you have everything in the things like on the TV commercials, everything. It's just sex, drugs, and money. And, I mean, life is more than just sex, drugs, and money. Even the music that we hear now, it's nothing full with sex, drugs, and money. This is not what life is about. That's why God is definitely upset with us, upset with this world. Because, I mean, it's just turned into a breathing ground for sin. Just straight up sin. But the choices that the youth make in their prime time of their life is when they're young. So it's very, very important that they make good choices while they're young, because it's a battle out there in the world once they get older. So, and the choices that they make will mark their life out for greatness and glory if they choose the right path. Because you can either choose God or you can choose Satan. There's no in-between, either or. So they got to know. Definitely got to know. But definitely got to look for that book. It's called Battle for the Young by Gable Akani, A-K-A-N-N-I. And Gable is G-B-I-L-E. very, very informative. I actually read this book with my three girls, and we reread it over and over because that's how good it is, but it has some informative information in there that they like to read the book. Now, what do y'all think about my onliners? Y'all can definitely chime in on this one. What do y'all think about how they're celebrating Fidel Castro's death? I mean, yes, he passed away, but they're rejoicing that someone passed away after all that suffering that they went through for pretty much a decade or a century, excuse me, because he reigned over them for 50 years. That's a long time. That man survived 600 assassinations by the CIA. What in the world? His brother is still going to be, I mean, he's still going to be doing the same thing that Fidel Castro was doing. So what difference does it make? Same thing. Now, what do y'all think about Donald Trump? Donald Trump is missing all these classified briefings. Now, this man is supposed to be the president-elect. If he doesn't even want to go to classified briefings, how you going to run the country and you ain't even, you don't even know what's going on? That, oh y'all, that man ain't right. He's going to be running the country. He's leaving it all up to him. And then you got the Trump Tower, like Fort Knox over there. It's crazy. You know, like I said, I'm not going to be on here too long. But, also go, you know, Castro, yes, I see you. All right, Sherry21 has a comment that I'm going to read. And it says, it makes no sense that the people of Cuba are celebrating when the brother is going to be doing the same thing or has been doing the same thing. You are so right, because he has been taking over for the last 7 years for Fidel Castro because he was ill. So she is definitely right about that one. Thank you, Sherry21, for your comments. Like I say to my listeners and my onliners, I appreciate your calls and your comments. If you want to call in, the number is 59. Yeah. Like I said, I started the show to inform the citizens of Delaware about the corruption that's going on in Delaware. So we have Kent County Family Court, which is the number one hit on my list, because you have Dwayne L. Harris III, who's the bailiff at Kent County Family Courthouse, which is my 14-year-old mentally challenged daughter's grandfather, who exposed her to pornography by having it in his house just freely on the television in the basement, where pretty much that's like the chill spot for everybody that they go there. So, and like I said, she's been going over there since she was first born, so they definitely know what was going on. It's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. So my whole thing is, how can Kent County Family Courthouse have him still working there knowing information? Nobody knows what kind of lifestyle he leads behind closed doors or what he does, especially since you have that type of stuff in the household. You got to watch out for child predators and all types of stuff. So, I mean, what's going on? Kent County, they're supposed to be for the children and the family. Just like the article stated back in 2014, that when the man wrote in about Kent County Family Court not being for the family and the children, because they're not. The only ones that are profiting is the judges, the lawyers, the commissioners, everybody else, but who needs to be beneficial for. The change come about. You have to speak up about these things, but you also have to take action. It's more than just talking up. You've got to take action. Now, Gretchen C. Gilchrist was my former attorney who's at family court at King County Family Courthouse. Now, that is the conflict between those two, because she's my former attorney who presided over the case, knows what's going on with Mr. Harris, and refused to uphold the rule of law. Her and Sean Lynn both refused to uphold the law, because both of them, and Sean Lynn, he is the number one attorney for the Child Advocacy Center with the young children. Well, how come he didn't report what was going on? He just sat there and talked up for his client, which was my ex-husband, Mr. Harris II, that, oh, well, it happened one time. How can anyone say it happened one time? No one knows. No one knows what happened, why she was over there in that household. For one, it was too much unsupervised time. That's number one. But at the same time, something has to be done. It can't just sit there just like that and nothing happens. I'm sorry. Not on my watch. Not on my watch. Trump has it. That's all we see in the news about Trump. About sitting here about this man. But it's just too much going on. But I definitely got to get to the bottom of what's going on at King County Family Courthouse, because we can't continue to still go on like this. I spoke with my daughter, Mia, Thanksgiving. Called her to wish her a happy Thanksgiving. And she pretty much told me some things that's been going on. But otherwise than that, she's just trying to get herself on track, trying to get things together. And as for me, I'm just trying to take it easy, because as I told you last time, I was out sick. I was terminated from my employment because I was out sick and couldn't go back to work immediately when they wanted me to. Now, I know Delaware has the at-will law, but how can you terminate somebody who's not fully able to come back to work? That shows they have no soul. They have no heart, period. And, I mean, at the end of the day, that's why I say you can't even worry about people like that, because God handles people like that. And God definitely will handle this situation, because I will definitely be a victorious one in this situation. I'm just going to leave it alone. Continue to pray on it and do whatever needs to be done, because that was wrong. And, I mean, these were females at the same time. So, God forbid something happens to them, you're going to remember this day. That will be a day that I'll never forget. And I will be a person that they will never forget, because I was cold-blooded and wrong, just straight-up wrong. But like I said, God has it under control, and God will deal with them accordingly. So they can't be too much of a Christian. That's why I say some people, they call themselves a Christian, but they don't act Christian-like. So the two don't mix. That doesn't mix. It's just crazy. But hopefully the workers on that job, they would take heed of what happened to me and watch out for their own self, because you just never know with them. They're not the type of people who truly care. They might ask you questions. They're what I call phony. They act like they care, but they truly, truly don't. You know. But it's I'm going to leave that alone before I get too much into that. Because I can go on and on about them. Oh, I can. over there. There's people who, but when it comes to our children, we definitely just have to keep talking to them. Keep talking to them, pray over them, and keep them prayed up, because we are definitely in the midst of a spiritual warfare. That's done. Now, y'all see what's going on with the vote. Now, didn't I tell y'all when that man first became president-elect, I straight stated that he's not going to be there for long, and by his own actions, he's going to bring his own self down. Now, it's definitely going to come out that that son-in-law definitely has something to do with the vote being tampered with, because he's the main one that had all this, that had 100 plus people working the social media type campaign or whatever it is. You telling me he don't know no hackers? Either that, or he was talking to Putin or whatever. But it's going to come out. And I'm glad that they're doing a recount. They need to. Because it definitely looks weird from the jump. It might not have been, they wanted it to look like they made sure he didn't win by too much. Maybe by a little bit. Because if it was too much, they would have known it was rigged. But that's all right. It's going to come to light what truly happened. And when it does, hey, it is what it is. I'll just be glad he would be, he's going to be out of there. Well, as I stated, I'm not going to be for you too long. I mean, I know y'all can probably hear it in my voice. I'm not feeling bad, but I didn't want to disappoint my listeners by not being on. So I wanted to make sure that I still, you know, was able to do the show from their side and all. But y'all just keep me in your prayers as well as I keep you in your prayers. All I can do is just say, God, just watch over my listeners, and he knows my listeners. He's a God that looks high and he's a guy that sits high and looks low, so just know. And to the protesters, my prayers are with you. My prayers are with you and my thoughts. Keep doing what you got to do, and just know you're definitely being prayed for. For those that are weary and, you know, just fearful of this presidency, please don't, because you got to know it's a higher power that looks out for us. And whatever happens, it's just God's will. We can't be scared. We got to cast all our worries to the Spirit of God. So just rest easy. Remain optimistic. Just keep doing what you're doing. And everything will be okay in due time. It will be okay. Just try to be patient and try to be optimistic. Like I said, I know I might have to cut it short, but tomorrow I'll make up for tomorrow. How about that? Now, it's use the noise, but I will have to get with you, unfortunately, tomorrow, so I'm going to sign off. This is with Hope All Radio Show each and every night, and once again, I'm definitely going to say just tune in tomorrow, because we definitely have some topics that I have to definitely hit home for y'all, but the main thing I definitely want you to know is hopefully y'all can hear me, but you know that taxpayers are going to get hit with a hefty money, because the taxpayers are going to be paying for the Secret Service to protect Trump's family at the Trump Tower. How about that? According to them, it's about $1.5 million for rent at the Trump Tower. They got to be crazy just to protect them. But that doesn't make no sense. That's too much money. That's about $12 million a year. Donald Trump just don't want his wife over there in the White House, so he can go ahead and do whatever he want to do. You've seen the big stories that came out with Secret Service, that was guarding Obama and stuff. They're all overseas in another country, having women here, getting drunk, all types of stuff. So what do you think going to go on Donald Trump? It's going to be way worse than. No wonder he don't want his wife at the White House. Crazy. Crazy, but that's what it is. I got to keep it real. That's how they do. The women ain't come out for no reason that came out talking about Donald Trump touched them inappropriately or whatever the case may be. That's who he is. Nobody's talking about that no more. Why not? This is the man's character. That's a part of his character. So it just doesn't say, oh, well, it came out and said, you know. They're pretty much doing what he wants them to do. Stop talking about it. They stop talking about it.
That's how it works. That's what they got to do.
Man, it seems like the news media is scared of Donald Trump. That's how it seems. Like, they be important. Like, they don't want to report. Donald Trump don't have a thick skin. He needs to grow one and some balls at the same time. He's a French.
But, I mean,
he can't even take a constructive criticism. Like, really? Yeah. Don't make no sense. He should be able to take it as much as he talk about people. He think nobody's going to talk about him. Yeah, he seemed like he used to get picked on in school back in the day or something. The way how he acts, I don't know. He's just a big old bully. A big old bully. You can't do that. He pick on anybody. He sees that women, kids, disabled, whatever. Not cool. Not cool at all. I'm struggling, but I'm trying to keep it pushing. I'm trying to keep it pushing.
We need women to stand up and stop allowing men to run our life. Maybe we can change something.
Like, I mean, you got to know, we have a voice as a woman. We have power as a woman. All you have to do is speak up about what's going on. I mean, you have so many other women out there that's going through the same thing that you're going through. All you have to do is just stand up, take a stand, and talk. You see me? I'm being one. I'm standing up, taking a stand for one. And I was one of those women who did not want them, even when I was within my marriage. I mean, there's so many things I could have stood up and talked about, but I didn't because of fear of what would happen if they would take my child because I said something. And that's how it works. It is that mental fear. Not the physical, but the mental. And it seems like the mental is even worse than the physical sometimes. Right? I mean, I've been physically abused before. And I've been mentally abused before. So I know on both aspects. But when you have something implanted in your head, oh, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, it kind of sticks with you longer. But at the same time, gotta break these chains. Gotta break the chains. Gotta start doing. Gotta start speaking up. Nothing is gonna happen if you keep it to yourself. It's gonna keep happening and happening and happening. You have to speak up about whatever's going on. Maybe when it comes to our kids, because we have a lot of females out there. If your children are coming to you saying this is what's going on, if they're being touched, or if somebody did something that inappropriately, and sometimes it could be your partner or whatever, we listen to your children.
You got too many women who are too concerned about a man than they're concerned about them or their children.
For instance,
we get married not to get another father.
We need, it's not to be, our husbands are not supposed to be our fathers. They're not there for that. They're there to be our companions and nothing more, not our daddy. So that needs to do away with, because you have some men who are just totally out of control and think they're supposed to control women. And with these young ones, we have to teach the young ones coming up how you're supposed to be treated by a man. I mean, that's where the father comes into play, because the father's supposed to show and supposed to rear the child up and show them how they're supposed to be treated by a man. But you have a lot of fathers who don't even know how to be a father themselves. So it's like it's a circle. It's a circle that's going around. And then you have a lot of men who are so emotional, and they're not made to be emotional. They're made to be logical. So when you have another man talking about some, oh, I don't like how he said that to me. Okay, stop, be logical. Okay, you didn't like how he said, you didn't like what he said to you, but you didn't like how he said it to you, but what he said to you, was it the truth? I mean, most men don't even sit there nowadays, they just so emotional. They're like, oh, I don't like what he said, so I'm going to go get my, I'm going to beat him up. Come on, man. Let's be for real. If somebody's saying something to you, you need to think about it. Stop and think about it. Don't be so quick to run to the haste and be so hasty and be like, oh, well, I'm going to get my gun. I'm going to get him or whatever. You got to stop that. It's time to teach how to be logical. Too many people too emotional, even females. Don't get me wrong. Females are emotional people, emotional creatures, but it's time to start being logical. Seriously. Mm. Definitely time to start being logical. For a female raising a man, you have to know. We can only do it but so much. Now, a man needs to definitely show a boy how to be raised. I'm not taking that from him, period. Yes, you have a lot of mothers that have raised sons or whatever, but at the same time, these sons are going to have a lot of female characteristics because they're being raised by a male, a female. You just got to keep it funky. That's what it is. So they're going to be a little bit more in touch with their feminine side, which is cool. Yeah. A male needs to be raised by another man, not a woman, with certain things. Because, I mean, even though President Obama did what he did with the same-sex marriage, I still go according to the Bible, and that's what it is, point blank. I mean, I don't judge. That's one thing I don't do. I'm not here to judge anyone. But at the end of the day, that's why that's why God is coming back, because I know he's not happy with this world. He can't be happy with this world. It's a breathing ground for pure sin, straight up sin. So, yeah, point blank. Like I teach my kids, the Bible says this is how it's supposed to be, not what you see out there, man with a man, woman with a woman. No, that's straight up wrong. But like I say, I'm not judging. To each his own. That's what you want to do, by all means, do you. As long as it don't concern me. As long as it don't. But I'm just going to sit back and see what happens with this whole election thing. We got till January before the inauguration kicks off. And I'm praying that it's going to happen, that it's going to be an upset. And then, unfortunately, yes, you know, we're going to have Clinton in there, but, you know, better than having that man up in there. It's too evil, but which one would you rather? And what we got now? Whew. who the people crying over don't even want the mayor to be. He hasn't even touched the White House, and they already crying because they don't want him in there. Or you got the other way. I know she wants to turn stuff upside down now. She ran on Obama's legacy instead of doing her own thing. She didn't do her own thing. She kept pushing his stuff like, oh, yeah, the Obama legacy. No, girl. No. She see. There's a lot of stuff that she messed up doing. But we're going to see how this turns out. And they're doing a recount, and I'm glad Jill Stein and the Green Party got together, raised that money to get the recount done because it needed to be done. They knew it wasn't right. I told y'all something wasn't right with that election. Well, all those red states, no way. No way, no way, no way. And it's about to come out. Thank you, Jesus. Well, it is about that time. I am signing off. It's been real. I thank you for the callers who called. I thank you for the listeners. I thank you for the online listeners. I appreciate your support. Continue to listen each and every night, 6:30 p.m. each and every day. Share it with your friends, your coworkers. Just tell them. If you have any suggestions, by all means, please email it to me. Or if you're a personal, if you're one of my associates, you know my number, text it to me. Whatever you want to know, if any topic or anything you want me to speak on, by all means, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to be your voice. So you have a blessed evening and you have a great night. And I will talk to you tomorrow. Be blessed.